Steve Hawkins from the Context Network. Before joining the Context Network, he is where he is managing director. Steve had a 30-year career in the seed industry, where he was chairman and CEO of Appomix, president and COO of Delta and Pine Land Company, and director and marketing and business development at Asgrow Seed Company. Steve's presentation is important context from what's going on in the seed industry today. It helps underscore the significance of the research work that you're going to hear more about this afternoon. Steve?
Thank you, Ray. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to talk to you about values, a value that is in the seed industry and the seed business today. Their traits have already promoted a significant change from 1995 until today. There's pushed a dramatic shift in the seed market. It also has refined an entire commodity. When we took a look at future traits and the values that they would have, we went out to 2020. The first wave of biotechnology traits are nearing their crest, but there is near-term stacking events and future technologies, and we're going to talk about what those values look like in this presentation. Our vision of 2020 seeds and trait, when we look at in 2006, we had a value of roughly $18 billion in the worldwide market. We're up to $36.2 by the time we get to 2020, or a little over a doubling effect for the values in the world. If you break that down into what the U.S. or North American field crop market looks like, we had a value of roughly $7 in 2006 to $16.7 in 2020. So, again, over a doubling in value in seeds and traits. If you look at those, how they relate to specific crops, in corn, we went at about $16 in traits, $32 in the base genetics. We see that going to roughly $49 and $83 for the traits. So a dramatic gain there also. You look out at cotton from $37 to $50, and in soybeans, $13 to $24. Again, dramatic shifts in values and increases in values, and those values are driven by the quality of products that are out there. If we look at how these break down and the global impact of biofuels, we see high increases in both acres and expenditures for corn and rapeseed. We see rice increasing because of the use of hybrid rice. We see a decline in cotton. We see a decline in the value of wheat. But still, with those values, soybean is still a pretty nice sized number, but the real value still resides in corn. We see a continued increased value for farmers. If you look at what has traditionally been a value is traits and germplasm. We see seed joining that for a variety of reasons. But seed and treatments have gone from protection of the seed, the ability to protect that seed through to planting, to the ability to protect that crop post-planting. That's a significant shift that we've seen in this last few years, and we anticipate that growing even greater. It's also changed the decision points that we see that farmers are making today. Historically, investment decisions were made on a rolling basis, so that allowed people to make those investments like that. We see the decision points being moved earlier. Decisions will be made earlier in the cycle for farmers. When those decisions are made, each individual decision will have a bigger impact. Front end load more of the investment that a farmer makes in seed. Sub-threshold control of plant pests, the ability to see and control pests before they have an economic viability for control today. and efficiency leads to ability to farm more acres. I think another thing that we see happening right now that will be even greater as we move forward is managing the cost-yield pendulum. Today, we see traditional cost and yields, and the cost helps manage the risk threat, the ability to be more efficient in what you produce and be a low-cost producer. We see that changing at current and forecasted commodity prices because of increased prices and the ability to farm more acres. Return is manage the yield target. So while costs go up, the need for and the value of yield increases. A significant change in the way farmers look at investment today. In and on the seed, trait technologies will continue to expand in value and scope. Germplasm and value advancements will increase and stabilize yield. Yield will be a more stable factor as we move forward. And last but not least, seed treatments protect the seed and the crop for both risk and investment. Thank you very much.